Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Welcome to the Conversations with Eileen podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. I'm a creative soul on a mission to motivate, connect, and build community. And I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others one conversation at a time. Remember, click subscribe. That way you never miss an episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Conversations with Eileen and on Twitter at Convos with Eileen. This way, you'll have updates, behind-the-scenes news, information on local and national events, volunteer opportunities, and more. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Conversations with Eileen. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. And as always, I want to thank my returning listeners for coming back, tuning in and sticking around and being part of this community. And if this is your first time tuning into the podcast, welcome. I hope you enjoy it. As you know, or as I've mentioned before, a lot of this content comes from my own interests, life experiences, things I noticed, observations, conversations with friends, family, reading, things like that. This week, and last week actually, I've been struggling with trying to come up with something. I didn't want to be repetitive, but then again, sometimes you need to expand on something that you spoke about before. But I was just in such a stressful, creative block. My usual tips and tricks for relaxation and all that just simply weren't working. So I decided, you know what, let me put it aside. And I spent some time doing other things and organizing and moving things. And as I was organizing a couple of books and notebooks and just my personal things, I came across some notebooks and some books that I have collected over the years and look through them. And of course, that's where some of my inspiration came through. At times I have to step back and remind myself to slow down and focus on what God has placed on my heart and his purpose for my life and my experiences. And I came across something that I had written, gosh, so many years ago, but when I read it again, it kind of spoke to what I was going through. And well, here it is. It's called DIY Project. Garage sales, hand-me-downs, salvage yards, used, worn out, broken, purpose serve, or is it? In the hands of a skilled craftsman, a new vision is born. Seen through the eyes of love, passion breathes new life. What's rough around the edges gets sanded down, just enough to begin the change, retaining the nicks and scrapes that gave it character. Driftwood that becomes wall art, scraps of metal welded into a sculpture, random trinkets and gears whose shapes are captured in a photograph, the old tree stump that is now a rustic backyard table. Discarded no more, what's old, now new, as if to say, your first task complete, now let's prepare for the next. In the hands of the skilled creator, I've been given new life. Broken, abandoned, discouraged, he loved me anyway. He saw everything I was. He sees all I can be, trusting his hands to shape me. Old wounds turn to lessons, lessons to compassion, compassion to encouragement. Only the willingness to surrender, the faith to believe, allows me to catch a glimpse of what he sees in me. I sometimes ask why all this for me. In my heart, he whispers his sweet reply. Joy. I begin to understand, like the joy that comes from seeing something in a new light. A DIY project, if you will, In the hands of the skilled creator, I've been given new life. Now, that piece was written way back in 2014, and I had published it on my WordPress platform, my WordPress account. And it's been a while since I've gone in and read that and taken a look at that, but I had had the notes and I thought, okay, let me go ahead and record that, because even to this day, it does touch on a lot of things for me as far as change in perspective. Now, whether or not you believe in God or a higher power, again, I do believe that that piece, or at least for me, helps me look at my life and the things that I can learn from it, and how I can take all my experiences and give them new meaning, and how those experiences and how I've dealt with them can quite possibly be of some help to someone else, or even give me strength to move past whatever it is I might be going through at any given moment. So tell me, what are some of the things you do or tools you use to help you get through your difficult moments? Do you have a support system? Have you reached out? It's important to take a look at what you're going through and find ways to heal and grow. Feel free to DM me and send me a message letting me know what's worked for you. Let's share the resources that you've found helpful. Let's grow this community full of compassionate members. Let's engage, encourage, and empower. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others, one conversation at a time. If you found value in today's message, feel free to share my podcast. You can also take a screenshot, tag me at Conversations with Eileen, and share on your social media. Just a reminder, this is a listener-supported podcast. Any donations are greatly appreciated and help make a positive impact in our community.